Good day, everyone, and welcome. And welcome to here, wherever here is for you. So, the theme this week for meditation especially has been our capacity for recognizing what's happening in the moment, in the present moment, and recognizing it clearly, clear recognition. And clear recognition is this capacity to know what's happening in the most obvious way, perhaps, that's clear to us. It doesn't have to be some deep analytical way, but as things are observed, as things are experienced in the simplest way that we can know them. But that knowing is clear enough, strong enough, emphatic enough, that the knowing, the recognition itself, is its own event. It isn't that the recognition is just a casual thing on the side, bystander of our life. We kind of know what's going on and we recognize what's going on, but we're barreling ahead and involved in what's going on. The knowing is its own event. If anything, we are resting in the knowing, or where we are emphasizing knowing as, over time in meditation, sometimes it's the most important thing that's happening. Rather than the usual idea of looking at pleasure or success or attainments or avoiding something or figuring something out, this, the activity is being important, whatever where it's happening. It's the knowing which is important. The activity can continue, but it's like changing the paradigm or changing the center for where our life is based. At least for meditation, it begins being more and more centered in the recognition more than the experience that we're having, the recognizing of the experience. And this becomes particularly significant in relationship to thinking. And to clearly recognize thinking is happening. This is thinking. So we're not kind of riding the thoughts, we're not in the thoughts, we're not being swept away in the river of thoughts. We're not going to kind of know we're thinking, but really what we're doing is we're centered in our thoughts and moving along. It's almost as if like we're not like we're stopping our thinking, but it's like we're stepping on the dry riverbank on the side of the river and seeing, oh, that's a river. That's thinking going on. With such clarity, with such, you know, strength in a sense, calm strength, relaxed, a peaceful place. Well, that is a thought. So in this meditation, what I'd like to suggest you do is you give a little bit more emphasis on mindfulness of thinking. And not just to be aware that you're thinking, but see if you can increase the volume or volume or the clarity of recognizing, oh, that is a thought. And you might even use that expression, that's a thought, or just a thought. And it doesn't matter if it's a true thought or a false thought, or if it's a thought about the past or the future, even the present. It doesn't matter the nature of the thought. The idea is to keep stepping away up on the dry riverbank of peace and recognizing, oh, that's thinking. Thinking has a tremendous influence on our attitudes, our moods, the image in which we live, our life within, the projections, the assumptions we have. It's very insidious how they kind of are involved in our perceptions. And to start kind of stepping back, oh, that's a thought. That's a thought. That's a thought. Clearly recognizing it, that. So as we do this meditation, the way you might do it, if it's helpful for you, you might just do it just kind of in a relaxed way, and maybe that's the primary thing that you recognize, just like instead of breathing. But or you might stay with your breathing, and on every exhale, recognize whatever thought has arisen. And no judgments about the nature of the thoughts, no animosity or criticism for them. It's simply the clarity of, oh, that's a thought. And maybe as I talked about yesterday, it's possible to discover a kind of freedom and peace in stepping back on the bank of the river and watching the river go by. Step back away from our thinking and recognize, oh, it's a thought, just a thought. No more, no less than just a thought. It's an idea, it's a concept, it's an image. And just recognize it as such. So, sitting in a posture that's supportive for you, and perhaps closing your eyes, and taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, a long, leisurely inhale, and a long, leisurely exhale, as long as it's comfortable. And then letting your breathing return to normal and relaxing in your body, especially as you exhale. And then centering yourself more on the body breathing, the simplicity of breathing. And as you exhale, recognize thinking if there's thinking. A kind of clear recognition. It's not the same thing as letting go of your thoughts, but it's similar in not being engaged or involved in the thinking, but rather being engaged and involved in the simple recognition. This is a thought. And to do that over and over again, perhaps to discover a peaceful place that is not entangled in thinking. recognize yourself thinking, including how subtly thoughts will creep in on the side or be like in the background, slipping in, recognizing one thought, another has begun. Some are so much part of the background that it doesn't occur to us to recognize it. And as we come to the end of this sitting, the ability to see clearly is the goal of vipassana practice. And oftentimes it's thoughts and ideas and judgments and agendas that get in the way of our ability to see clearly. So to see and recognize clearly our thinking is a step towards not having those thoughts interfere with seeing the world clearly. And to see other people with some clarity. And our ability to see others, hear others, perceive others in a direct way without a thick layers of ideas and thoughts and judgments and fears and desires, bias, memories, hopes, is a gift that we give to others, to simply see them as they are, to be open and present. In fact, to see someone clearly, to listen carefully, these are forms of love. When people really feel seen, there can be love. It's difficult to have real love if people don't see each other. And may it be that our meditation practice prepares us for the world, prepares us so that we're more inclined or more able to see others clearly, to pause, to be open, to take the time to really see and listen. And may that be the vehicle, a channel for our care and our love. May the benefits of our practice together today travel from us, our community, out into the world. Through our ability to really be present for others, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And maybe we recognize that as a possibility for all of us.